I want to start out by reading a scripture, one that we're all very familiar with, Romans 12:1. Paul says, "I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship." And then Paul will say this. He says, "Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." Last week during worship, worship, I mean, as you said, it's just been powerful. I sensed in my spirit a shift, a kingdom shift. And later that day, I texted this note to Jonathan and Luke. I said, "Guys, I don't want to get too weird about things, but I sensed a kingdom shift today during praise and worship. It was a shift in a good hand of God kind of way." I said, "I'm not sure what it means. We'll just have to watch and see. You know, and to expound on that, it was this sense of God saying, "Yeah, Satan may rage, he may roar right now, but I say right now, this is what is going to happen." And it was God exerting his authority, because whatever's going on, in the end, God has all authority. I want to read from an online devotional I use a lot. The man's name is John Parsons. I think he's just brilliant. I just want to read this. This is a few paragraphs, so hang in here with me. I'll try and make this interesting. John says this. He says, "We're living in stressful times," and we are. He said, "The world is drunk with its delusions, and truth has fallen in the streets." And I just lost my website.
You said you were going to make this interesting, so.
Yeah. This might be the enemy. Here we go. "The world is drunk with its delusions, and truth has fallen in the streets. Outrage and stupefied thinking are the dark motives of our moribund and cowardly culture." Paul wrote that the time before the end of the days would be perilous. It'll be full of unrelenting human depravity and lawlessness. Yeshua warned that apostasy would abound, and it would turn the hearts of many, and that their hearts would run cold as ice. And he says, "In the light of the raging spiritual war going on all around us, the following need to be emphatically restated." And he says, "The important thing is, do not lose your mind." First time I read that, I kind of chuckled. But then he goes on to say this. He says, "The mind is the gateway to your heart, and it's therefore essential to guard your thinking by immersing yourself in truth. And not losing your mind means being grounded in what is real. And therefore, it means understanding your identity and your provision as a child of God. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind, literally a delivered mind, healed from chaos and despair." The Greek word sound mind comes from a word meaning to be made safe. In the sense of being under the restraining influence of the Spirit of God, the closest Hebrew word might be a word that means moral discipline. And I guess I would just say this, church, I want to encourage us. I mean, we all know, we look around, we see the world around us, and we see the enemy raging and roaring. And it can be easy in our flesh. I know I do. We can get caught up in this, and we can develop fear, and we can begin to doubt. But Paul says we need to renew our mind. And to me, that means, you know, we need to every day be seeking out the Father. You know, and if we seek Him, He's seeking us way harder than we're seeking Him. So we just need to show up. You know, we need to show up. We need to be in Scripture, and we need to be spending time in prayer, communing with our Father. Our Father loves us. He loves us, church. And if we show up, He will be there, and He will protect our hearts from fear. Church, we have authority. We have kingdom authority, and we do not have to walk in fear of what's going on around us. I've said it many times to our house church. I said again, this is going to be the church's finest hour. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be nuts. It's just starting. We can feel it. It's ramping up.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, if we stay centered on Jesus Christ, if we show up, we pray, we spend time in Scripture, it's going to be a wild, crazy ride. But He will guard us, He will protect us, and we will prevail.
Amen. Amen. It's good.